How can you make sure the youth in your life feel loved, accepted, and understand their purpose in Jesus Christ?
How can we meet the unique needs of our youth and young adults? We'll discuss important tools and resources available to help empower our young people today on Real Family Talk. Join us. Welcome to Real Family Talk. Today we're dealing with empowering our youth. During this episode, we are discussing practical resources and tips to help empower our youth and make them resilient, even in a chaotic world.
According to the United Nations, there are 1.8 billion young people between the ages of 10 and 24 in the world. Sadly, many of these young people live in risky environments and are often led to engage in at-risk behaviors that may ruin their health and shorten their lives.
That's right. And about 1 in 10 of the world's youth live in conflict zones, and 24 million of them are out of school. Political instability, broken homes, poverty, and limited opportunity for leadership have led to increasing isolation of youth in societies and even globally in faith communities.
It's no question that our youth today, more than ever, need to feel that they are indeed accepted and loved. They need to understand their purpose in Jesus Christ.
The relationships they have are a key component in their outlook on life and their sense of purpose. How we interact with the young people in our life may have a tremendous impact on how they deal with the struggles in their own lives. Many times, difficulties in life lead to negative behaviors such as addictions, violence, mental and emotional health conditions, and even suicide. Building resilient teenagers and young adults is the key to prevent these at-risk behaviors. But what can we do to help build this resiliency? How can we empower our youth?
On today's Real Family Talk, we want to talk about a meaningful ministry called Youth Alive, whose sole purpose is to empower youth and help them build resilience and positive mental health habits.
Youth Alive is an evidence-based youth discipleship program designed to build resilience among youth, empowering them to say no to addictive and unhealthy behaviors. It is a peer-to-peer program that brings adult mentors and healthy connections to young people, making them feel valued and helping them find their purpose in Christ.
Youth Alive, or YA for short, also focuses on a holistic education experience, focusing on every aspect of life. The ministry works in common settings such as schools, churches, and community settings where young people live, learn, and worship.
When we return, we'll have the privilege of meeting with one of the Youth Alive coordinators, Dr. Katya Reinhardt, to learn more about this energizing ministry and how it is changing the lives of youth all around the world.
Today on Real Family Talk, we are discussing practical resources and tips to help strengthen our youth and make them resilient, even in a chaotic world.
We are talking about Youth Alive, a valuable ministry that focuses on helping young people feel accepted and loved while understanding their purpose in Jesus Christ. Together, these components help build resiliency, which is the key to preventing at-risk behaviors such as addictions, mental and emotional health conditions, violence, and even suicide.
That's right. And on today's program, Dr. Katya Reinhardt, one of the coordinators of Youth Alive, is here to share some practical tips and resources we can use as we help our young people in this difficult time. Katya, thank you for joining us. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Willie and Elaine. I'm so glad to be with you and to be part of this program today.
Awesome. So, Katya, we've heard about Youth Alive and the wonderful work it's doing. And, of course, we've participated with you in the past.
That's
right. Youth Alive programs. How and when did this ministry come to life?
So this ministry has been part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church for over a decade, almost two decades, actually. And it came about because of the need, as you all described in the beginning, for us to help young people to be resilient against these issues, these behaviors that are very risky for them. And the church felt that we should be doing something about that. So based on the research that was done in many Adventist schools and looking at research done among young people in populations around the world, we saw that there were resiliency factors that actually could help young people in that process of being resilient. And so the church put together in a collaborative ministries like youth ministries, health ministries was involved, as well as other ministries, so that this program could be launched and be available in many places and bless people. So this was some years ago, and now it's being spread around the world.
So how did you get involved with YA, as we'll call it?
So, of course, when I came to the General Conference Health Ministries Department, that's where we coordinate this, and then we collaborate with other ministries such as family ministries and others. I became the one that was in charge to coordinate this from our department. And then we got together with, of course, other leaders from these other ministries as well to relaunch the program. You know, the program had been used for many years, primarily with materials that were printed, and there were trainings and conferences happening in some parts of the world, but not every area of the world was using this resource. And with this technology revolution that we've had over the last decade, we had to update the materials to make it available in a virtual sense, online presence, social media, etc., to really be able to reach more effectively the young people. And so we, for a couple of years, work on updating all the resources, having an online presence and platform that could deliver resources to the young people and engage them through social media, etc. So that's how I became involved over the last 3-4 years. And then we started to train and share these resources for all the divisions, all the areas around the world. And it's being wonderful to see God's blessing as that is taking place.
Oh, that is so amazing. And I know personally that you have done a Herculean task in bringing this ministry into the 21st century. So we just really applaud you for that. And, you know, bringing it online and making it accessible to today's youth. So we thank you for that. So can you share any testimonies from youth that have been a part of this ministry?
Sure. Well, I think one of the first people that come to mind, I met when I was in a youth leadership conference, and he came, stopped by the booth, and he shared his story. He was a young man from a Buddhist background in Mongolia who was invited by his friends to come to a Youth Alive conference. Which is one of the ways that we reach young people is through Youth Alive conferences. And he had never heard about Jesus, about God. In fact, he had attempted suicide just a few weeks before because he was struggling. His father was an alcoholic who really, there was a lot of abuse happening in the home as a result, which oftentimes happens. And he was without purpose. He was disillusioned, but his friend invited, oh, come to this conference. So he and another friend came who knew nothing about God or anything. And at that conference, he told me for the first time, he learned about Jesus and he made some friends. And through those few days they were together, he said to me, he felt God's healing hand in his heart. And he decided that he didn't know much about Jesus, but he wanted to get to know him more. So after the conference, he started to attend the Youth Alive groups that were being held by the youth that after the conference. And within a couple of months, he gave his life to God. He got baptized. He left his life behind, and he actually became a youth leader. And when I met him, this has been now almost a decade after this happened, He was a youth pastor and the Pathfinder leader for his conference and continued to share Youth Alive, you know, in his country of Mongolia. That is one that really comes to my mind. But I also had more recently, after we launched this program, a young girl who came to our Youth Alive in 2018, and she was depressed and also started to feeling like there was no reason to live. And she went through the Youth Alive conference afterwards. Again, they continue meeting with the youth in the country of Albania where she was. And she got excited and engaged in the Youth Alive groups. She actually, I heard from the leaders there, became a collaborator and a co-facilitator of Youth Alive, and decided to go back to school. And she really, her life turned around. She found purpose and she found God in a way she didn't know before. Her mental health really improved tremendously. And she was now getting counseling as well. And so it was really, they were very happy to see their results. So these are a couple of experiences of how God transformed both, you know, in the sense a man, a woman, in this case, both genders represented here, through the experience of being touched with the program.
Absolutely. This is wonderful what you're talking about. And of course, just recently, I was with you in France for a Youth Alive event. Is there an experience from this most recent Youth Alive that just took place that you can share?
You know, from this youth, we just happened a couple of months ago. And so what I have heard is some testimonies of young people who have gone through the program and they wrote, you know, their feedback about it. And so, I mean, there's especially one girl that I was very touched to hear because she came in, she was feeling very lonely and isolated. Of course, this is the first time we met after the pandemic. There was not a lot of you know, gatherings or anything. And this girl was an immigrant in France, and she was feeling isolated. After she came to the Youth Alive event, she described that she felt like she was embraced by the group there. And she felt blessed in her walk with God. She said she grew in her experience with God, and she was very thankful for the program. So I don't know what will happen to her life beyond this, but some of the feedback like hers, we've heard from others, were very positive in how God really touched the hearts of the young people there. I you might have some testimonies of people you talked to. I don't know, Willie, but it was a very blessed event.
Yeah, I am just so amazed by the testimonies that you've shared, and I hope that our viewers will check out the website, and we're gonna have that on the screen. That they can go to the website and possibly schedule a Youth Alive program, because just the testimonies that you've shared are so empowering. And as we said in the opening, there's so many youth that are distressed, that are depressed, that are considering ending their lives. And while we know that there are no quick fixes to mental health issues, I believe in the power of Christ to change people's hearts, and you've shared that. And I think that's what's so powerful, that sometimes it could be something like going to a weekend, feeling that warmth, feeling that you matter to someone, and recognizing that there are other people that might be going through the same thing that you're going through. And here you come together and you get the support that is needed. So I hope that other people will participate in this amazing weekend. And we're going to talk more about what the weekend looks like when we get back after a short break. Stay with us.
We're back on Real Family Talk, discussing the importance of empowering and building resilient young people. We're talking with Dr. Katya Reinert from Youth Alive, a ministry dedicated to helping young people find their true identity in Christ Jesus and stay away from at-risk behaviors. Welcome back, Katya. So Youth Alive works to build resilient young people. How exactly does Youth Alive build resilience, and what does a typical Youth Alive event or activity look like?
Youth Alive, the way it builds resilience is really all about connections, building connections and relationships that are helpful and safe for young people. So they relate to each other in an environment that is accepting and embracing of them with their peers. They relate to intergenerational leaders, which is a peer and adult working together and leading the what we call Youth Alive friendship groups, where many of the activities happen. And it's all about too them connecting to God. And so it's connections in every way and that really helps that. And so some of the ways that activities that we do, for instance, when we hold the Youth Alive Conference, they meet and they are part of a Youth Alive friendship group where they do fun activities. They do different kinds of activities that actually are dynamic in the way that they are able to share about feelings, about their thoughts, about their fears in a safe environment. But they also learn about health and what is, you know, issues related to mental health, what's good for them to behave and choices that are good for them for better health in every way, and also about God's purpose. So many times they attend workshops during the conference. They also attend plenary sessions. They play outside and they also serve others in the community, which is another element that's very important for resilience. So in many different activities during the conference and even after the conference is where that then is they start, you know, building deeper and deeper relationships with peers and mentors, but also with God. And at the same time, finding purpose in service and purpose in the way that they are living their life at that moment, whether they're in school, in college, whether they are also, you know, looking for loving relationships, they learn about that as well. So they learn about God's purpose for them in many different ways and are called to sign the Youth Alive Pledge, where they make some decisions that are important for their physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health. And also well-being in life, in the life to come. So these are some of the things that we use in Youth Alive that have been shown to be critical factors for resilience.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just so powerful. And again, I just want to reiterate what a powerful weekend it is. And so if there is a young person listening today who might be interested in participating, how would they go about being a part of a Youth Alive weekend?
Okay, so Youth Alive, we have weekends, but we also have many resources. So a Youth Alive weekend usually is put together by leaders of a union, conference, division. And so to be together, they can learn about where are these events happening. So they can actually contact us through the Youth Alive portal. We have the youthaliveportal.org, where if they link to that, they can connect with us and ask, I would like to be involved. What's happening where I live? And we can let them know. Or they can ask the youth leader. Many times the youth leader of their church or their conference may know. But certainly if they don't, they can connect with us through the Youth Alive portal. There is an app they can download right on their phone, Android or iPhone. And they can also access materials, resources there. And if they want to help plan for a Youth Alive event in their area or start holding Youth Alive friendship groups, they can sign up as a Youth Alive leader and then look at some of the resources, download some of the resources there to be able to start holding friendship groups. Because we have manuals there, facilitator manual, participant manuals, lots of resources, a handbook for Youth Alive that they can read and see how to do. But the best thing is really to attend a leadership, facilitator leadership training. And that is being held in collaboration with divisions around the world, certain places around the world. And we can connect you with those leaders so that you can certainly attend and save dates for attending.
So what I'm hearing you say is that they can actually connect with the app and get the information. Can you just briefly tell us what are some of those subjects? What are some of those content areas in the app that they can look forward to hearing and reading about?
Sure. Well, first thing there is like a magazine with lots of articles about their mental health, their spiritual being, you know, how to find, you know, and build healthy relationships, even dating relationships, things related to their career, finances, things that are really related to young people in that stage. So they will find a lot of good articles, but they also will find courses, free courses they can take about, you know, finding the right mate. In fact, you guys have helped us and produced that. We have one about addictions, how to prevent addictions, another one on how to learn more about God and go through Bible study together, you know, and know the Bible better. Others one on how can they be successful in saving and having managing their finances as a young person. So there's several courses. Beyond that, they can actually also look for books. There are free books they can read that are good for them in various areas that are very healthy and resilience building. And then we have, of course, our Youth Alive Mental Health Initiative, which is a whole initiative focusing on mental health. There they can find lots of mental health programs that were taped with experts and young people talking about their experiences. And they can link to the YouTube channel that has the mental health talks.
Awesome.
Which we did over this weekend, this last few years.
That's just amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Katya. We really appreciate you being with us today, and we really have to have you back to talk about this some more. We wish you many blessings as you continue to be used by the Lord, especially in this particular initiative.
Of course. In the Bible, in Psalm 71:5, it says, "For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust. O Lord, from my youth." We encourage you to take time to be intentional with the young people in your life. Nurture them, invest in them, and build them up in Jesus Christ. Be a powerful influence for good.
Thank you for watching Real Family Talk. Join us again when we'll share more about strengthening families and inspiring hope. See you next time.